Hallelujah. Do you believe there's nobody greater than Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's stand. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord again. Let's just praise Him. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost here. Jesus, I love You, God. I worship You, Lord. I praise Your name, O God. Your name is above every other name. I thank You, Jesus, for Your saving name, for Your cleansing blood. Thank You, Jesus, for Your presence in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's turn to Psalm 118, verse 24. Glory to God. I want to bring a very simple message. I hope it's a message of faith. I believe it's a message of faith. I believe it's a word of faith. Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Read that with me. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. You may be seated. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a simple message. Romans 10 says that the word of faith is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That all you need to do is receive the word of faith from God and speak it according to His will, and He will do it. Faith, the same chapter in Romans says, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I love to study the Bible. I love to read the Bible. I love Bible studies. I love teaching the word of God. I love hearing good teaching. But sometimes the word of God is a simple word. A word of faith. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what you need today. I don't know why you came to church tonight. But I can tell you this, that the word of the Lord says that this is the day that the Lord hath made. This day the Lord hath made. And I have a chance today, in this place, tonight, to rejoice. I have the opportunity right now to be glad because of this day. The Lord made this day. He made this day for me. He made this day for you. He made it for you. It didn't just happen. He planned it. I will. That's a choice. I choose to be glad in it. Is everything just right for me today? Well, actually, everything has been just right for me today. But is everything just right for all of us here today? Probably not. But we can choose to rejoice or not. We can choose to be glad or not. This day. If Nolan Ryan had done it, if Sandy Koufax had done it, if Don Drysdale had done it, I would have nodded and said, well, it could happen. But Don Larson? Those are the words of Yankee public address announcer Bob Shepard on ESPN Classic Sports Century Series. Nick Acquasella, I don't know how to pronounce his name, writes this. Don Larson was born August 7, 1929 in Michigan City, Indiana, the younger of James and Charlotte Larson's two children. Don learned to play baseball in games of catch with his father. Don Larson was a Major League Baseball pitcher from 1953 to 1968. Larson's 14-year career with eight different teams consisted of unbroken mediocrity, punctuated with flashes of competence. He finished with an 81-91 record and a 3.78 ERA. That may not mean a lot to you, but he lost more than he won, put it that way. He never led his league in any category. In five World Series, however, he went 4 wins and 2 losses with a 2.7 ERA. But on this day, in 1956, this one day, Don Larson was able to do what many of the greatest pitchers in all of baseball history were unable to do. Ryan, what did he do? He pitched a perfect game. I knew Ryan already knows where this whole story is going. He knows more about Don Larson than I got from studying today. A perfect game is a game where no player from the opposing team even gets to first base. It's a rare thing in baseball at any level. Been involved in any perfect games, Brother Ryan? No? I think I pitched like 4 perfect innings one game. But it's a rare thing. But this was Major League Baseball, where men were paid to hit the baseball. They're paid to hit the baseball, and they're paid to get on base. But for 9 innings, that means 3 batters 9 times, Don Larson prevented everyone, 3 outs per inning, from getting on base. 27 professional baseball players in a row, all outs. That's remarkable by any standard. But this day, on this one day, not only did he pitch a perfect game, something so many pitchers have dreamed of, he did it in a way, and he did it at a time that no other major league pitcher ever has been able to do it. Don Larson, mediocre major league pitcher that he was, pitched a perfect game in the 1956 World Series. According to his own words, it was one of the greatest moments in the history of sports. This mediocre, at best, major league pitcher on this one day, this day, pitched a perfect game. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This, today, is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This day. The Lord made this day. He made this day. This day. He made it for me. He made it for you. I'm so glad I can rejoice. In the beginning, Genesis 1 says, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so, just by God's word, just by his speaking it, just by the word of God, the earth was created and the waters were made. Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. He saw that it was good. It was the day that the Lord had made by his word. He spoke it into being. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And the earth, verse 12, brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. He made it. He saw that it was good. He made it for you. He made it for me. This is the day. Verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God created great whales, verse 21, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, because he made it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was. And God, verse 31, saw everything that he had made. Everyone say everything. He saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Praise God. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from above. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know what you need today, but God has given you this day. And by his word, he can give you good things before you leave this place tonight. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made. He knows what you need tonight. He knew what you needed before you came here. He knew you would be here before you did. Because he made this day, and he brought it about by his word. And this is the day that the Lord hath made for you and for me. And if you will, you can rejoice in it tonight. If you will, you can be glad in what God is doing for you in this place tonight by his word. Praise God. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will. Everyone say, I will. Say, I choose. Say, I choose to rejoice. I choose to be glad. I will be glad. I will rejoice. Praise God. Even when I don't feel like it. He said it was good. This is the day the Lord hath made, like the first day he made. It's easy for us to say, those first 6 days, those first 7 days, those were good days, because the Bible talks about them being the days of creation, and God made them and they were perfect. He said it was good every day, but this is the day the Lord hath made. And is there something about this day that God made a mistake? This is the day that the Lord hath made today. Like the very first day he made. Like the second day he made, like every day he has ever made, this is a good day, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Now let's admit it. We don't always feel like rejoicing. And I don't always think it's a good day. I had to put it in there because some of you know me. So, and neither do you always think it's a good day. Maybe you heard of the book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, by Judith Forrest. Anybody ever read that book? I've read it. Love that book. This is how it starts out. I went to sleep with gum in my mouth. And now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. It may look like a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Is there something wrong with this day? Was there something wrong with yesterday? Did God make a mistake? This is the day the Lord hath made. What are we going to do with it? I said, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this day? I will rejoice and be glad in it. There are terrible days that we never forget. Pearl Harbor was before I was born, but it's a day of infamy. I do remember the day of John Kennedy's assassination. I know right where I was. I could go to the spot, even though I was only 5 years old. I remember the day of the Challenger disaster. Of course, I remember that terrible day, September 11th. Terrorist attacks, 2001. Somehow, I don't know how, that was a day that the Lord had made.
Is anyone there?
Those of us who are alive on any of those days probably remember exactly where we were. Know where we were when we heard the news. But this is the day the Lord hath made. Those thousands of souls that have passed on, they cannot rejoice in it. But I can. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made for me. And this is the day that the Lord hath made for you. And this is your opportunity to rejoice and be glad in what God has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a chance right now to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, I say again, rejoice. Amen. I'm not saying that you need to feel like rejoicing. I'm not saying that you need to feel real glad. I'm not saying that God has necessarily given you everything you need today. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will. I choose. I'm going to. I want to rejoice and be glad in it. Because God made this day, and He knows what's coming out of this day. He knows what's coming tomorrow, and He knows what's coming the next day. The Bible says that He knows the end from the beginning. And if I believe in my God, and if I believe in the Word of God, then whatever happens today, I can recognize and realize that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I can rejoice and be glad in it. He made the first day, he made the second day, he made the third day, and they were all good. He made every day after that all good. This is the day he made today. We're here today. We are blessed to be here in this place today. We can be glad. It's our choice. I mean, listen, you're here. It's Sunday. One, you're not at work. And I put this in there without any application. You're not in jail. You're not being tortured. You're not in the hospital. You're not being held hostage. You're here at church right now. Anytime you're in church, it's a good day. Not only that, you're in a Pentecostal church. You're in a one God tongue talking holy roller church. You're in a Jesus name Holy Ghost church. You're surrounded by good, caring people. You're surrounded by God's people. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And most of all, most important of all, you are in the presence of the Almighty God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. If you allow it, you can feel the presence of God right now. Right now. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the day. We are here because God made this day for us. Do you understand what that means? It means he shaped it and formed it for the very reason that we could be together in this place. He planned it that way. He made it like that. When a young man and a young woman are expecting their first child, they make plans for the nursery, and she chooses the colors, and they know what kind of crib they want to have, and they paint it up, and they put the wallpaper and everything up, and it looks just the way it's supposed to look because they have designed it for that baby that's going to be in that room because they want to create just a perfect environment. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You are here tonight because God wants to do something for you. He has planned from a long, long time before you even existed that you would be here in this place tonight so that you could come to him and feel his presence and he can meet your need. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Won't you rejoice? Won't you be glad in it? Hallelujah. This verse that we read is part of a passage that is often considered as part of a prophecy about the coming of the Lord. Talks about both his first coming and his second coming. Talks about the day of the Lord, but not in his judgment, but in his glorious appearance and his glorious deliverance and his glorious reign over the earth. This is the day. The phrase also means this is the age, this is the time, this is the era of the Lord. Amen. We live in a blessed time. Praise God. We don't have to bring goats or bulls or birds or anything to the priest. We don't have to offer bloody sacrifices at the altar. We don't have to wait for one day in the year in hopes that the sacrifice for our nation will be accepted before the Almighty God on the Day of Atonement. We can get down on our knees right now where we are, anytime, any place, and talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ breathed his last breath on the cross at Calvary, that the Spirit left his body. And in that moment, when the Holy Ghost departed from his physical body, there was a veil, a curtain that separated the holiest of holies from the rest of the world there in the tabernacle, in the temple. And the Bible says that that curtain was torn in two from top to bottom by the unseen hand of God. And the book of Hebrews tells us that this signifies that the way had been made for all humanity to enter into the presence of God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, praise God. The Bible says that what we're experiencing here tonight, just the very fact that we can feel the presence of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is moving here, that angels have desired to look into this experience. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, praise God. He has prepared this age, this time, and we get to be a part of it. But the inference, the application of this passage also indicates that it's talking about a particular day, a 24-hour period, that the day was shaped and formed for a particular purpose. I believe with all my heart that there is someone here today who has been asking God and seeking God and needing from God a touch or an answer or a word. And I believe that this is the day. I believe this is the day. Say, this is the day. Now say, this is my day. He made it for me. Praise God. What do you need today? God made this day for you. That's why you're here tonight. This is the day. Time was designed and shaped and molded so that you could be here today, so that the Spirit of God could minister to your need. This is the day. This time was designed for God to be a day of deliverance, a day of God's presence, a day of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, a day of sins being washed away in Jesus' name and water baptism, a day of repentance, a day of renewal, a day of restoration, a day of refreshing. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Some vehicles are designed for speed. I don't know enough about cars. I was trying to think of all the sports cars, and all I could think of was Maserati, and everybody knows that Maserati. I thought of it, the Indy sports car. Did you ever see those? They're not that big, really. I don't know how those guys sit in those things for 500 laps. I couldn't sit in them for 5 minutes. I'd have to go to the doctor. They're about this far off the ground. Maybe a little further, but not much. Not more, less than a foot, I would think. Honestly, just think about that for a minute. Anybody here ever ride a go-kart? Okay, that they're basically super-powered go-karts wrapped in long, skinny noses with a lot of fuel right behind you. How fast they go, Brother Roy? I was going to say 250, 220. How many of you have ever driven a... Don't answer this. How many of you have ever legally driven 220 miles an hour? Yeah, me neither. They are made for speed and nothing else. NASCAR racing cars, they're made for speed. Even though now they make them so they can all go so fast, right? Kind of like those trucks with the governors on them, right? NASCAR. Some vehicles are designed to haul people, and they're not going to go that fast. And frankly, you don't want them to go that fast because they got a whole bunch of people in them. Buses and other things are designed to haul stuff. Just lots of stuff, like semi-trailers. And any semi-drivers here? Okay, so I can't talk about how fast they should or shouldn't go. Praise God. God has a design for each day. God has a design for each service. God has a design for this day. He has a design for this service. He has a design for your life. Praise God. If you will rejoice and be glad in it. If you will rejoice and be glad in it. There is a day coming that God has designed to be full of his presence and full of his glory. The Bible talks about the day when he will reign over all the earth. And I want to be there when that happens. But the psalmist in Psalm 118, most people believe, is also relating his own experience. Look at Psalm 118, verse 5. He's relating the experience of Israel in his day, in his age. Psalm 118, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Anybody here feel distress? You don't have to raise your hand. Praise God. If you're feeling distressed tonight, you can call upon the Lord. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Praise God. Did you know that? That the Lord is on your side. Hallelujah. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Amen. God has a plan for you. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. This is the day. This is the day. It is better to trust in the Lord. Verse 10. I have a different version. That's why I'm not reading out of it. I don't want to confuse everybody. Verse 10. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord. Everyone say, but the Lord. But the Lord helped me. Praise God. But the Lord helped me. Hallelujah. God has a plan for you. Whatever it is you brought here tonight, fear, doubt, unbelief, anger, bitterness, lust, uncleanness, whatever it is, God has a plan for you. This is the day that the Lord hath made. If you will surrender your heart, your will, your mind to him, you can reach the place where you will be able to rejoice and be glad in the presence of the Lord before you leave this house tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 21 of Psalm 118, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. That means we don't understand how it happened. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know that Ben and Stephanie Thompson are going to be taking over the 101 class. And we talked about this. And Sister Stephanie feels bad that she's leaving Sunday school. And then she found out that I didn't really want to let go of 101. And she feels bad that they're taking my class. Isn't she a nice lady? But one of the things I like about teaching 101 is the fact that I can relate to these people who have just come to know the Lord, because I remember very plainly what it was like. You know, I came into Calvary Gospel Church, and I thought, you know, that the people of Calvary Gospel Church were so clean and so holy that all they had to, they didn't have to do any personal hygiene because they just automatically were clean. Well, maybe you don't, but I... Thank you, Sister Dolly. Praise God. Whatever your experience, see, you come into this place and you see all these ties and shirts and suit coats, and you think sometimes I sometimes like watching people's eyes open up when they find out that I wasn't always a one God Jesus name tongue talking holy roller. That I used to do the same stupid things they used to do. And if you look around this room, if you got to talk to everyone in this room, you'd find out that most everyone in this room has a similar story. But this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Because he set me free. I don't have to do those things anymore. Whatever your experience when you come into this place, it doesn't matter. God is not put off by what you have done. He's not afraid of that. He wants to get it out of your life. He wants to wash it away from you. He wants you to walk away from it, but he's not afraid of it. Whatever your experience, whatever your past, whatever even just your last week has been like, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I said, this is the day that the Lord hath made just for you. As a matter of fact, whatever your day has been like, this is the day that the Lord hath made. You can rejoice and be glad in it because God's got a plan for you. Hallelujah. Jesus has come. I said, Jesus has come. He's not just some character in a book. He's not just a historical figure. He's real. He came. He lived. He died. He rose again. And he's here right now. This is the day that the Lord hath made. He lived and breathed a sinless life, never sinned one time, but he was taken by cruel men, and they took him and nailed him to a cross, and he bled there and died on that cross. But God had a plan. I said, God had a plan. Do you think when Jesus was hanging there on a cross that his disciples said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Maybe someone had that kind of faith, but I don't see it in the Bible. There's Jesus hanging on the cross. Thunder and lightning and earthquakes, literally. Dead people coming out of the ground. This is the day that the Lord hath made? But God had a plan. I said, God had a plan. God had a plan. They took that broken dead body down from the cross, and they put it in the tomb, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave, and the tomb was empty. Now we can say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. But it was no surprise to God. He knew what was going to happen. So when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he knew, this is the day. This is the day. This is why I came. This is the day that the Lord hath made. God has a plan for you. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know if it's good or a bad day for you, but I know this, that God made this day for you. And he's got something for you tonight if you will only open up your heart and talk to him and receive it. Hallelujah. After 3 days, he rose from the grave and he won the victory, the Bible says, over death, hell, and the grave. And just over 40 days later, he poured out his spirit on over 120 disciples that were gathered together in the upper room. And the Bible says that they were all. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. So it was true on the day that Jesus hung on the cross that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Because 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And a little over a month later, he was pouring out his Holy Spirit, all because of what happened on that day on the cross. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This day, praise God. Because of that day, because of the cross, because of the empty grave, because of the day of Pentecost, because of those days, this is the day. Let's stand. This is the day the Lord has made. You can rejoice and be glad. You can have your sins washed away because of that day on the cross, because of that day of the empty tomb, because of that day of the day of Pentecost. Tonight, you can repent from your sins. That means to admit to God you're a sinner and to commit your life to him. That's what repentance is. I'm a sinner, God. Please forgive me. I give my life to you from this point forward. That's what he's asking from you. That's repentance. You can be baptized in Jesus' name. That means your sins are washed away according to the Bible in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the one who died on the cross. Because of that day, this is the day that the Lord hath made for your sins to be washed away in the name of Jesus Christ. And you can receive the Holy Ghost because of the day of Pentecost. Everyone say all. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Because of that day, this is the day that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. This is the day the Lord has made for that purpose. The reason New York Yankees legend Don Larson is in the news again is because he's willing to give up a piece of history to help ensure his grandchildren's future. This is from the State Journal. Larson, the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to toss a perfect game in the World Series, will auction off the jersey and the pants he wore on that momentous October day in 1956. His reason is to ensure his grandchildren can pay for college. He's going to sell the uniform that he wore. Yogi Berra was the catcher that day. The uniform that he wore in that Game 5 against the Brooklyn Dodgers sold for $565,000 in an auction. That'll get you through college. Well, at least one semester anyway. This is what Larson said. He said, "I really don't know what it's worth. But what I do know is that in terms of historic importance, my uniform is part of one of the greatest moments in the history of sports." Now listen to this. "I have thought about that perfect game." How often do you think? "I have thought about that perfect game more than once a day, every day of my life since the day I threw." This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. May 1st, 1980. I went to the altar at Calvary Gospel Church on Milwaukee Street. And I knelt at the altar and I prayed a prayer of repentance. And they took me and they put me in the water and baptized me in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. I think of that day. Every day. May 10th, 1980. I was in church in Appleton. I went to the altar and prayed. It was 3 blocks from my parents' house. It but I was the only member of my family in that service. And there was someone there praying with me. And I lifted my hands and began to worship God. And the Lord dealt with me about a particular situation that I was not willing to let go of. And finally I said, okay, God, I'm giving it to you. In that instant, you see, God had a plan for me on that day. He had formed that day. He put me in that church. He put me at that altar. He put that brother next to me praying for me. It was the day of my salvation. That was the day that He had planned for me. And I lifted my hands and I started worshiping God, and suddenly about four words came out. And I stopped and I looked at the guy praying with me. I said, was that it? He said, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. This is the day. What do you need? God has a plan for you. If you will come and give Him your heart, give Him your life, give Him your past, give Him your present, give Him your future. This is the day that the Lord has made.